This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. David Willey, the longtime BBC correspondent in Rome, said in his view Pope Francis certainly has set out to change the mindset of people in the Vatican and Catholics worldwide. Willey has spent more than 40 years reporting on events in the Vatican, and he's also just published a book on the Pope entitled The Promise of Francis, The Man, The Pope, and the Challenge of Change. With this Sunday marking the third anniversary of Pope Francis's election, what has changed over the past 3 years? And where is the papacy going under his leadership? I sat down with Willey to learn his take on the man at the helm of the Catholic Church. We're going back 3 years in time to that March evening when Pope Francis was elected. Did his election surprise you?
Yes, it did. I had been asked to give my own shortlist of possible candidates, and of course I got it wrong. I chose five cardinals and none of them made it. But I knew about Cardinal Bergoglio, and I must say I found it a very moving experience to see him come out onto the balcony and make that extraordinary, humble speech in which he ended up by asking everybody to pray for him. It was a foretaste of this papacy, which during the past 3 years has continued to surprise us.
So you already had an inkling that night that his style, his demeanour, everything was going to be different.
It was going to be very different. I could see that immediately. And it was, I think, one of the most interesting moments in the long years in which I followed papal affairs. I've travelled all over the world with Pope John Paul II and also with Pope Benedict. And I really had no idea of how the Church was going to try to deal with the manifold problems that it faced at the time of the election of Pope Francis. And it's been a very interesting period to watch how he has tackled these enormous problems which face the Catholic Church today.
Talking of those enormous problems, his inbox is still very full, isn't it, of ongoing projects like the reform of the Roman Curia, making the papacy more collegial, making the church more merciful, and cleaning up after the clerical sex abuse scandals. These are just some. Can he deliver on all this? There's some pressing challenges there.
That is the big question. Huge expectations were aroused by his election. And, of course, the fact is he was already 76 years old when he was elected. So he has a limited window of opportunity to bring about the changes in the church which he would like to see. I think one of the most interesting things which has struck me was his vision of ecclesiastical careers. Basically, that speech he made to the Roman Curia a couple of years ago, when he basically stood up and told the cardinals that they'd better forget about careers. I thought that was very bold, and the idea of that the church is a field hospital rather than a place for preferment and for showing your power is a relatively new idea, and one which I think has found a big echo in many parts of the world who've found that the traditional image of the Catholic Church has not been so effective in the world in which we have to live today, a world dominated by problems of huge migrations of refugees and so on. The other thing I thought, which was during these 3 years, which particularly struck me, was the Pope's choice of small countries, small places. Small is beautiful.
And places on the periphery, if you
like. On the periphery, the trip to Lampedusa, to where he pinpointed one of the great problems of our times, this mass movement of refugees from poor countries, people who are being oppressed through war and revolution, who are fleeing to Europe, and the inability of the Europeans basically to deal with this problem.
Some commentators in the secular press have called Pope Francis a revolutionary. Is he, in your view?
He certainly has set out to change the mindset of people in the Vatican and, of course, in Catholics worldwide. I think his promotions to cardinal are very interesting. He's chosen people from small places, from the island of Tonga, from Burma, from Myanmar, from places which one wouldn't normally associate with centres of power in the Catholic Church. He's also downgraded, as it were, the position of Italian cardinals. It seems to me he's trying to make it very much more, as the first pope from the Americas, a really universal church which represents all of humanity and not just Europe and the rich countries.
You've just published a book called The Promise of Francis. Can you expand a bit on what this refers to?
As I said before, I was really referring to the huge expectations aroused by his election. The fact, A, that he was the first pope from the Americas, and B, that he had this reputation for living much of his life among poor people and looking after the most humble people. I think this was what aroused great expectations, that he would be an agent for change. Now, how far this is going to be possible, we don't really know. It just seems to me, first of all, that his measures for dealing with money crises have been fairly effective. The reform of the Vatican Bank and money problems, he's given a lot of attention to that. He has done a lot of work also with regard to the clerical sexual abuse crisis, although there I think there's a slight question mark as to the effectiveness of this committee that he's set up to advise him on how to prevent future episodes of molest of priests. But I think the agenda, in fact, is so huge. The reform, nothing less than the reform of the Roman Curia, an attempt to change, as it were, the constitution of the Vatican State. These are very heavy things, and I think he himself admits that it might not be possible to complete these reforms during his pontificate.
If you could just sum up in a sentence or two, what for you are some of Pope Francis's most remarkable qualities or his inspirational character?
The fact that he talks like an ordinary person. Following previous popes, I always found that one of my jobs was to try to say what is rather pompous thing to say for a journalist, to try to explain what the Pope actually means, what he means is. Well, I don't have to say what Pope Francis means, because his meaning seems pretty clear to me. He doesn't use very long sentences. He calls a spade a spade. And that, I think, is very effective.
People, he uses wonderful metaphors.
He uses very simple metaphors, and he talks about his family, he talks about his grandmother, he talks about his memories of his youth in Argentina. He's very much a man of a pope of the people, and I think that gets through to ordinary Catholics in a remarkable way. The other thing which I think has been quite remarkable is the way that he has been accepted and praised by people of other religions and of no religion. His influence is really remarkable. He's been selected as Man of the Year by various publications. He has got his message through in a very subtle way. He's a great communicator. You don't have to be a tweeter to communicate today, but he's surrounded by people who are expert in advising him, and he obviously accepts the need to use the new technology to spread the Church's message, which he does very effectively. He's his own best publicity agent, it seems to me.
I was speaking there to David Willey, longtime BBC correspondent on the papacy in the Vatican, and author of a new book about Pope Francis.